And I understand calling in right now, we have the former governor of Virginia, Governor Gilmore. Governor Gilmore, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. How are you this evening?
I am well. And tell us, you know, I'm glad you're calling in because you'll give us a reading of what's going on, what happened in Virginia.
Well, there was a real sea change, John. I mean, this has been a real change. For years and years now, the Democratic candidates have won all the offices statewide and even locally in Virginia. This election, though, we elected a Republican governor, a Republican lieutenant governor and attorney general, and even turned over the lower house and the House of Delegates and created a brand new majority, Republican majority. So this was a sea change. But what happened there was the people of Virginia, I think, became finally just disgusted with the right, the left turn and things. And education became a primary issue. We had had a real issue of assaults in the schools, particularly in Loudoun County, that had been sort of covered up by school officials. And then what happened was that Jerry McAuliffe, the Democratic candidate, basically in a debate said he didn't think parents really ought to have a lot of influence over what was going on in the schools, and that just created an explosion on the education issue. And that made a big difference. And then the second thing was, I think, frankly, the unpopularity of President Biden. I think the more or less collapse of his policies has been a drag down on the Democratic ticket. But this was a big win for the Republican, Glenn Youngkin, and for his entire ticket. And it I think, represents a big change, not only in Virginia, but in America.
Well, Governor, anything else you want to say? Otherwise, we have to go to a break.
Only that people ought to pay attention to what the real issues have been. The high inflation in the United States, the rise of crime, the border chaos. As you know, I've been a United States ambassador to OSCE in Vienna, and the Afghanistan issue, I think, made a big difference. So I think that these were all issues at the national level that affected also the local education and other issues in Virginia. But it's a big turn, John, and I'm very proud of it, and we're very happy that we're going to make some real progress now, I think, in the state of Virginia.
I think, Governor, that we have the right answer what happened in Virginia.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I think that's the way the people of Virginia felt. Well, thank you, Governor.